Rockers.com today.
Tax, that is the question. Boy, we keep hearing about this. Are you sick of hearing about it? There's more conversation about taxes now than I think I've ever heard in my entire life, except for when it gets closer to tax time and you really, really have to think about it. So now the administration is talking about income tax overhaul period across the board to try to chip away at the national debt. So we have the tax cut bill, don't get this confused, and then we have this income tax overhaul deal. We'll dive into the numbers here right at the top. I don't want to confuse everyone. It's almost the weekend, for goodness sake. We want to chill. We don't want to think about taxes, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can already tell, we zig and zag all over the place, right, left, and all kinds of nooks and crannies. I'm talking about the coast, the right coast, the left coast. And the flyover states. I love me some flyover states, definitely. And, boy, I've been traveling a lot lately. As you know, we've had broadcasts from Mississippi and now New York City. And I think we're going to have a broadcast from Washington at the end of January. I'll keep you posted on what's going on there. Also coming up on the show, year-enders, because so much happened in 2010, didn't it? It flew by. In an instant. Certainly not if you were somebody who was suffering through that oil spill dilemma or a few of the other things that happened across this great country. But we're going to talk about the top stories, the stories that should have been top stories that weren't, in sports, in business, in life in general, and just overall what I thought the big buzz was. You could not leave WikiLeaks off the buzz list because everybody's talking about WikiLeaks now, certainly globally, not just here in the United States. And it is Julian Assange's game. Either you're with him or you're not with him at all. And his followers are true blue, so much so that they're hacking into the websites of people who have dumped Assange, like PayPal, and trying to exact some revenge in a sick, twisted way, because I don't see what revenge you're getting by crashing their websites. In the meantime, Assange sits in prison in England, awaiting to see whether he's going to be extradited or not to Sweden. And there's lots of blowback now, finally, after everything that was released, 250,000 pages of memos, pretty much memos, that were blatant. It's like if you send a memo to somebody. See, that's always the thing about email. And what you say and how it's interpreted, especially, too, can be two different things. So somebody writes an email about somebody. Like, for example, we won't have to shroud this in secrecy because, after all, it's all over the Internet. The Saudis saying that they wanted the United States to attack Iran. And Ahmadinejad, do we really care? He certainly is a natural enemy. Not necessarily. But do you care about the Saudi Arabian side, that the names are out there? Yes. Do you care about the embarrassment that all that was leaked? Of course. And then ultimately what was leaked in the classified documents. I mean, that's key. How damaging is it? It's damaging enough that people are distancing. I say people, countries are starting to distance themselves from the United States, and that can never be a good thing. You know, you can't be a complete isolationist, even if you would like to think you could be in this world and you could just bunker down or hunker down. You have to have your eyes wide open. And it's that whole thing I keep repeating that all of you know, keeping your enemies close. You got to keep an eye. Got to keep an eye on what's happening out there. You got to kick the tires and learn who the players are and how do you get information. The price of information in government work, especially the espionage game, is huge. And if those avenues get shut down, then the United States is more in the dark than ever. So pay attention to that. All right, so let's talk about a second for the tax compromise deal. The House Democratic Caucus voted to reject the president's tax compromise. So it's a pretty big deal, and the reason it's a pretty big deal is it shows how many House Dems are upset about the compromise with the GOP to extend the cuts for the high earners, too. But it's not as binding in regard to what actually goes to the floor. Steny Hoyer of Maryland, who controls how legislation comes to the House, is supportive on more than any of the other Democrats on the plan. But this is not smooth sailing. It's not smooth sailing. Because remember, it was a deal here. Millions of Americans want that unemployment benefit, and that's hanging in the balance, and that's what the president says. Here was Charlie Rangel, congressman from New York, who just got censured. Here was his take on the tax situation.
This is not a rejection of anything. This is support of the integrity of the House of Representatives. We are talking about a process and not personalities.
Okay. If you say so, Charlie, I'm just going to trust you on that, or I guess we can trust you on that one. All right, let's talk about the other side of this, of taxes. Like I said, not to confuse you. The president apparently is trying to decide whether to push early next year for an overhaul of the income tax code. So ultimately, what does that mean? It means to lower rates and raise revenues in what would be probably his biggest effort to look at the national debt. I mean, the national debt is, you don't even want to look at that number. That's just such an ugly number. You know, like burying your head in the sand sometimes can be easier. It'd be almost better to bury, not for him, but it'd be almost better to bury your head and not look at what that number is. The idea is to rid the code of the buildup of deductions, credits, exemptions, and broaden the base of taxes collected, are you hearing me, and allow for lowering rates. So no decisions have been made, but they're reviewing options for closing loopholes and simplifying income taxes for corporations and individual people. But the I guess the study of the corporate tax system is pretty much further along. So these were kind of off-the-cuff remarks. What does it mean? And are any hard decisions going to be made here or not? And I think in this case you're going to definitely have proponents, you're going to have opponents of this. Because rather than increase individual and corporate tax rates to raise more money, a majority of the panel that's been polled about this propose eliminating or reducing the popular tax breaks for businesses and people that costs $1 trillion annually, and use the additional money to lower rates and reduce deficits. Yeah, this isn't going to be an easy deal. Let's put it that way. It's not going to be easy to push this through. Do you know that next year, I had no idea, I was reading up on this, next year is going to be the 25th anniversary of the previous overhaul of the income tax code that lowered rates and wiped away tax breaks in return? So will we see this again? I think if there's a push for it to happen, we might see it sooner rather than later. But with that heavy debt, you have to start chipping away at it. It's the only thing you can do. I mean, eventually, or we just hang ourselves because we never, ever wrap our arms around the national debt, and it would be a disaster. By the way, a key vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the repeal also failed, so that one could get kicked to the curb until next year. Coming up, we got our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss it. Hang through.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With the weekend right in front of us, as much as we want to scream and shout about taxes and our insatiable desire to have change in Washington, it's time to chill. Because if you're not watching football, if you didn't have a horse in Nail the Score, maybe you're going to make your way out to the theater to check out one of the new flicks. The Chronicles of Narnia, there's a new one there. Also The Tourist and The Fight. The Tourist is getting a lot of play. That's Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. I don't know much about it. I've seen little clips of it and heard a little bit. But I don't know how well it's going to play. And The Fight I've heard a lot about, that's actually kind of intrigues me. The Chronicles of Narnia, of course, should be a wild hit with the kids and the family. And this is a the Narnia deal couldn't be bigger. So without further ado, to start off our cheap movie review, let's go there first.
Aslan.
You have returned for a reason. You have come far.
Now your journey lies beyond.
Behold our castaways, King and Queen of Narnia.
Repeating!
Your Majesty.
The Dole Treader.
Is he something or say?
This Christmas.
Where is the source of your troubles?
Enemies will unite. It seeks to corrupt all goodness. Steal the light from this world.
And the only power to stop them.
That sword you carry, it must be laid at Aslan's table. Only then can their true power be released.
Lies beyond Narnia itself.
Aslan's country.
Do you really believe there's such a place?
We have nothing if not belief.
From C.S. Lewis's epic masterpiece comes the motion picture event of the holiday season.
Travelers of Narnia, I am your guide.
You are most beautiful.
If it is a distraction for you, I can change form.
No.
Now is the time to be strong. Never give in.
Don't fear! No retreat!
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. In digital 3D, directed by Michael Apted.
All right, so is that self-explanatory or what? It's an action-adventure fantasy adaptation kind of sequel deal. It is a sequel for sure. And you probably recognize some of the characters in this. If you have kids or grandkids, then you completely get the Narnia deal. And there was actually a little bit of controversy over Narnia from a comment that Liam Neeson made about it. I'm going to let you sort that out for yourself, but I think it looks pretty good. I saw the first one on cable and I liked it, but I don't know that I would pay to go see it. However, if you follow this, then you'll want to see it. Okay, so the movie that is intriguing a lot of people, because you know we have this fascination with Angelina Jolie and the elusive Johnny Depp. The two of them star in a movie called The Tourist.
It all started when I met a woman on the train.
I'm Elise.
I'm Frank.
That's a terrible name.
It's the only one I've got.
Maybe we can find you another.
Okay. I have a strange feeling that those two people over there are watching us.
I think you're right.
Really?
Frank! Come with me.
Elise Ward and husband.
You're ravenous.
Do you mean ravishing?
I don't.
Grab him.
Whoa, I need help. There are two men trying to break down the door.
What kind of problem do you have with the door, sir?
No. There are two men with guns trying to break in. I gotta go.
Why's everyone trying to kill me?
Alexander Pierce stole big money from a gangster. They think you are him.
The man's a criminal wanted in 14 countries.
It's gone too far. You were part of a plan.
This is exactly why she chose him. To distract us.
I am sorry I got you involved in all this.
Why are you involved?
You know he will be with her.
Please!
You wish to report a murder.
Attempted murder.
That's not so serious.
Not when you downgraded from murder. But when you upgraded from room service, it's quite serious. I don't regret it, you know, kissing you.
Okay, like I just said, you can hear the familiar voices of those two actors, and obviously it's an espionage deal. The movie centers around that, and I hear the set's incredible because they were all over Italy, of course, in Venice. They spent some time in Venice and some other exotic locations. Boy, it's tough being a movie star, isn't it? We're going to have to go to Italy for a while, and we're going to have to pay you like $20 million. Are you interested in being in this little drama thriller kind of remake we have? The American Tourist and The Beautiful Stranger and intrigue and danger and romance. Oh, what a rough life that is. Okay, so we move from the tourist to the fantasy of that to the fighter. Check this one out.
He's my younger brother.
You gotta help me finish this.
Taught him everything he knows.
You don't want to see where this fight is headed.
Turn it
over.
I'm still his trainer. I have a fight next week. After I win, I'm going to start making good money so you can live a few more days, okay?
Good luck, Daddy.
Don't hold your breath, Casey.
Bye, baby.
You hate streets, right?
Yeah, I do. And I'm a fighter.
I heard you were a stepping stone.
Oh, I mean, I had a few tough fights, but the next fight's going to show who I am.
Yeah, and he's going to lose that one, too. So move that sugar ass and give him a
hit. Don't disrespect her.
Mickey Ward is 31 years old, here because he needs the money.
Look at the size of that guy. He had 20 pounds on me, Dickie.
You don't fight, nobody gets paid.
I'm quitting, Shelley. I'm done fighting. I don't need it anymore.
It's sad that you let them take it away from you.
I was embarrassed. I told everybody I was going to win that fight and get back on track. I'm sick of being a disappointment.
Look, Mick, nobody's got heart like you. You're a very talented fighter.
I want to give you a real shot. Make one last run at this thing before it's too late.
What about my brother? He's taught me everything I know. I can't do it without him.
With all due respect, he's too much trouble.
Dickie, get on the ground right now!
He's a fighter! Break his hand!
Mick, I was doing it for you.
You did it for me?
What? Yes?
Do me a favor. Don't do nothing for me no more, okay?
For a title shot? Not a stepping stone anymore.
He's using you.
You can't beat me. You had a hard enough time being you, and that's why you're in here.
We're gonna train, they gotta go.
Why am I the problem? I'm his blood, I'm his family.
You're crazy.
I'm the one fighting. Not you, not you, and not you. This is my shot at the title. I won't get another one after this.
Mickey has a chance to do something that I never did, and he needs me.
Okay. I'll see you in Mickey's corner.
This is your time. I had my time, my boy. You don't have to.
Don't make it why. Don't make it why.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
It's time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Making a little bit of noise, anyway, Howard Stern's new contract with SiriusXM. There was heavy speculation that Stern might go back to terrestrial radio. You know, there were a lot of people talking about that. In fact, he himself had made some noise about that. But apparently, it looks like he's going to stay put. But how much is it going to take to make him stay put? The rumors are $400 million. Wow. Remember, the last contract he had was $500 million. So now $400 million. At that point, when you're talking about those kind of numbers, it's like Play-Doh. It's just play money. So, and it's not done. The ink is not dry on it. Nothing's happened for sure yet. But no stock options this time, I guess, would be the biggest thing. Last time he had stock, he got the big contract and he got stock. This time he wouldn't get it. And you know, will he work? There's also the thought that he might scale back the amount of days that he would work, that maybe he'd only work 3 instead of 4 days, or do something like that and be part of some other aspect of what's going on at Sirius. But no stock, a step back from the extra $100 million, that kind of stuff. Wow. Isn't that just a crazy number? $400 million. So how much does that break down for every second that he's on the air? Well, I don't think we want to do seconds. I think that'd be too hard. But if he broke it down. How much is he getting? Let's say this. How much is he getting for every day that he's on the air? How about that? Every day. All right, since we're down the path of the ridiculous, this was another little item I saw across one of those scrolling things in the airport. It was either CNN or Fox or somebody that they had on. It's funny because the airports, LaGuardia has CNN, and at National they had, where I was, they had Fox on. But one of the things that came across, see, this is when they run out of real news. Oh, we don't want to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We don't want to talk about the tax breaks. We don't want to talk about the things that are affecting the American people. We got to throw in these juicy tidbits because everybody's crazy about celebrities or faux celebrities, as I call them. Kate Gosselin. You know who she is? Any idea who she is? You know, the Kate and John Plus 8 show that they had. Anyway, she still continues to make news. And apparently, she got a haircut for $1,000. What do you get done to your hair for $1,000? I bet all of you guys listening to me, you're driving a truck, you're working a third shift somewhere. I don't, maybe you even own your own business. Maybe you make a gazillion dollars. But $1,000 haircut? Now, because she's a woman, you have to assume hair color that would have to be included in it. She was straightening her hair, I guess. And this is what's interesting. Wouldn't you love to be in this line of work? The big chunk of the money, I guess, was for the consulting. She was at a salon called Ted Gibson, and it's the consulting. So you go in and they look at your hair and they consult. They consult the hair, kind of deciding what you should do with your hair. That's a good gig, if you can get that. I would like that job, where I could just, that's what I would do. I would just look at someone's hair and, you know, I could kind of toss it around, guy or woman, and say, this color would look good on you. Or perhaps this would, or, you know, whatever magic thing I come up with, because that's what they're doing. They're coming up with some magic. And that's a pretty good gig if you can get it, let's put it that way. So $1,000. I guess she's not hurting in the wake of her divorce from John, or I think they're separated and soon to get a divorce. I don't know, because, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff. This is interesting, too, however, and there were a bunch of John F. Kennedy pictures by the White House photographer, and those old photographs are actually pretty cool. And his name was Cecil Staunton, and there was a very rare image of Marilyn Monroe. Remember all the speculation about Marilyn Monroe and JFK, but this photograph, a black and white photograph, was Marilyn Monroe with the President and Robert Kennedy at a Democratic fundraiser, and it was auctioned off on Thursday. It got $151,000. And in the envelope that had the picture in it, there was a label on it. It said, sensitive material, May 19th, 1962. Sensitive material. Gee, I wonder why that was sensitive material. And there were other photographs by Stratton, because he took so many of the private Kennedy moments. And a lot of the things that he did were certainly public, too. But there were also those behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, that's the best kind of photographs anyway, when you catch people off guard or how they really are. And this photograph, which we'll put up somewhere on the website just so you can see it, it's kind of a curiosity, is one of those behind-the-scenes photographs with Marilyn Monroe. Wow. All right, on to more serious fare for We Can Count. This is a pretty big deal, especially as somebody who just has gotten off of a plane. In the last couple of weeks, I've flown a lot. So the Federal Aviation Administration is saying that they're missing key information on who owns one-third of the 357,000 private and commercial aircraft in our country. That is a huge gap. Do you think a terrorist or a drug trafficker could have access to one of those planes? There are about 119,000 of the planes on the U.S. registry, by the way, that have questionable registration because of, check this out, missing forms, invalid addresses, unreported sales, or other paperwork problems. This is all what the FAA is saying. So while we're getting patted down at the airport, lifting off our hats, having people grope us, making decisions on whether we want the x-ray or not, not taking in our snow globe. Or I met a woman today that was in a wheelchair, and she had come down from New York, and for some reason the plane that she was on, which was a different shuttle than I was on, she had to go out of the National Airport, out of National, and come back in to be screened again. She's diabetic, so she had a bottle of water, which she bought in the airport, didn't know she had to be screened again, and of course she had to throw the water out. In the meantime, we have all these planes that we don't know half of what's going on with them. You think, does anyone think that's a little dangerous? You think that could possibly be where something might happen? In fact, I haven't even thrown out the numbers. So 800-259-5791, 119 missing forms, don't have the addresses, can't trace it. Are you kidding? They don't know who owns the plane, or even if it's still flying or has just been junked, or who knows, sold to somebody else. You know, you buy a plane, sell the plane. So you have to think, well, I can tell you already what I think, drug trafficking, because that they could use some phony, faulty paperwork, and if they can get away with it, of course they would do that. So now they're saying that what they're going to do is they're going to cancel the registration certificates of some of these planes and require the people who own them to register again so that they can try to flush out maybe what's happened in some of these cases with the planes. In other words, make them register, you know, to go through the paperwork process. But to me, that says that's a big giant hole right there. Of course, there's where somebody could do serious damage. I'm going to tell you where another hole is. And I didn't know about this until I traveled either. In Philadelphia, when you fly into Philadelphia, there is one part of the airport where if you have to make a connecting flight, you know, in a lot of airports where maybe many of you have traveled through, you take a shuttle tram. And it's on the outside of the airport, or maybe it could even be in the inside of the airport. You go to the little tram thing, and it takes you around to whatever the next terminal is, or else you run for your life for the next terminal, or you get on one of those crazy carts and go to the next spot. But in Philadelphia, you have to make your way down, it's crazy, down these steps outside of the airport. So you have people that are carrying luggage, where they're practically falling on their face, running down, carrying the luggage, and there you get on a little shuttle bus, and the shuttle bus goes around the planes. You're like going around one terminal. I'm thinking, how easy would it be to get? They didn't look at your ticket to see if you were going to this other terminal. They just assumed you were. So you just got down the line and jumped on the shuttle, and then you were right there, right, full access to the planes, if somebody wanted to do something that way. And that's not the only place. The other place where I saw a similar thing, it was a different kind of shuttle, and it was also crazy, was at National, because I got on that shuttle, and that was small. It was like what they used to call those jitney buses. It was one of those jitney buses. So there again, I thought, wow, you're so exposed. They didn't check tickets, nothing. So you would just walk up, just meander up. Oh, you have to get on the shuttle? Great, we're only taking 21. Go squeeze in the little jitney thing. You're behind the planes, same thing. They're fueling up, the baggage, the whole deal. You're right there with everybody else. You might as well have on one of those safety vests and stand out underneath the plane. I cannot believe that they do that. Isn't what they used to do in the 1960s? I don't know. But I think it shows vulnerability. And what I just mentioned shows serious vulnerability. So while all that stuff is going on in the airport, they have all these planes where they don't know. They don't know who they belong to. I think that's way too many planes to be missing key information on. Crazy, crazy stuff. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents here on America Tonight.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Justice for all. And this is a follow-up. I got to throw it out there because finally, after all these years, will there be justice for Elizabeth Smart? And I think you all know her name. She was 14 at the time, the young girl in Salt Lake City who was kidnapped and forced to have sex with this nutball who said she was a bride of his and whatever and kept her hostage basically for 9 months. Luckily, someone spotted him. The rest is history. And Brian David Mitchell is now going to get, I hope, his just desserts because the jury is deliberating on that right now as to what's going to happen, what's ultimately the verdict is going to be after this has gone on for weeks now. Excuse me, where he's been chanting in the courtroom and whatnot. And Elizabeth Smart really was brave about this. I mean, she was in the courtroom. She testified. She told about the sick, twisted things that happened. And I really think that the attorney was trying to play the nutball card, which is the insanity play. But it wasn't going to work this time. But did it play on the jury at all? Did any of the things that was talked about from the defense's side, did it stick with the jury, or are they going to really be able to put him away forever and a day? Because that's what I think should happen. he wrecked that family's lives, and certainly Elizabeth Smart. Luckily, she somehow has emerged from that. But boy, if there is justice, then that needs to be meted out in that case. All right, this is America Tonight. We're in stretch drive mode here, getting to the tail of this hour. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Madam President.
Hello.
Thank you so kindly for the book on the bears.
Oh, you got it already. Good.
Yes, I did. And that nice little comment that you made, I like that as well. I need a picture of you as well.
We'll do it next time.
Okay, great. I'd like to recommend a book myself. It's called Resurrecting America. And once you read it, you will realize that we're overpaying for our gas. We have 169 years of oil in this country, and we could use it twice as much as we're doing now and still have that. And also, we're paying $150 a gallon for algae oil. We gave them $250 million to start producing it, and the only client is a government agency called the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
My last outrage is we're about to grant 84,000 people a payout for 17,000 black farmers. Does that make sense to you?
84,000? Oh, yeah, meaning why is that amount 84,000? I see what you're saying, yes.
17,000 black farmers are going to get 84,000 people, 84,000 are going to get 17,000 black farmers.
Right, right.
In other words, more pigs than there is trough.
Isn't that the problem? That's like you could take that a step further. That's the whole thing with the earmarks too, moving down the lane.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. It's
absolutely
ridiculous.
Not for nothing
that this is something interesting that I was digging around the other day to find out. But do you know John Boehner, when he steps in and takes over as Speaker of the House, he is
maybe he will.
Oh, he will. He will. He will. Well, trust me. I've got this down. There's no way. But trust me. Okay, so listen to this. He has never had an earmark. Isn't that interesting?
I
cannot find any, and I can't find anyone that can tell me about any. That is good, because that's what he was preaching. At least he's saying he doesn't go along with that, and he's never had one. For a person who's been a career politician, where we're in the land of the earmarks, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
I commend him for that.
I do too. Yep.
Well, now, if you happen to run across a car that you don't need, I would be glad to take it off your hands, and you might include it and nail the score or something, and I'll do my best to win it. I'm tired of this piece of junk I'm driving. It's horrible.
There you go. If I come across a spare car, we'll get it to you.
Okay, I get 2 miles to the gallon with my Chevy, and I need a replacement.
I understand. I got you. You're always good for a laugh or two.
Oh, wait, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about Santa Claus being banned from Nevada?
No.
Well, the girls up there took offense last year, the professional girls, because he kept running around yelling, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas."
But I'm pumped. That was a layup.
Amen.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. And by the way, Dan said that he got his Bears book. For some of you who were waiting for copies of it, you will have gotten them, too, if you didn't get them already. His arrived pretty quickly, so perhaps you will in the next couple of days. How about that? Yeah, we're doing that prize thing. The elves are working overtime. Here's another follow-up. This is a story that we talked about a bunch, and this is another one. You know, the wheels of justice turn very slowly. A former New Orleans police officer was convicted of fatally shooting a guy in Hurricane Katrina's aftermath, and another was convicted of burning the man's body, and that was just a sad, twisted tale, one of the worst things that came out of what happened after Katrina. This jury also convicted a third officer of writing a false report, so you know how this lined up. What they did was they shot a 31-year-old Henry Glover. There were two that were acquitted for the whole cover-up thing, but the jury convicted the others, convicted David Warren of manslaughter in his death, and that was outside a strip mall in September 2nd, 2005. And they said, look, he shot an unarmed man in the back. Then the other officer, Gregory McCray, I mentioned this already, he got convicted of burning the body in a car. And then you had a couple that were cleared of the charges. Then there was a Lieutenant McCabe who was convicted of writing a false report on the shooting and then lying to the FBI and a grand jury to boot. And there was a cloud over this case for a long, long time. You think of going back to when that happened, 2005. So Warren's been in custody since the indictment earlier in the year. He faces a maximum sentence of life, perhaps. And what happens with McCray and McCabe, that's, you know, yet to be seen what's going to happen there. In fact, the judge is setting a hearing on Friday, so that'll happen heading into the weekend, as to whether or not those two officers will be jailed while they wait for what their sentence is going to be. And the sad thing about this with the Katrina deal was there was 20 current or former New Orleans police officers that have been charged in a series of civil rights investigations, and the Glover death was the first of the cases to be tried. So that police department is in the wake of what happened with the looting, the bodies rotting on the streets for days. There was nowhere to take them. And there were a lot of hard things that were happening, and there were a lot of lives that were on the line. There's no doubt there was crazy things going on. So there wasn't a lot of time, and that's what a lot of the police said, to write reports or investigate the serious crimes, because they were constantly out there trying to help people. There were dangerous conditions. Certainly we knew from the people reporting what was happening that it wasn't a safe place to be in some of the spots around the Superdome and just in the city in general, because of course you had people that were hungry, people that were abandoned, had nowhere to go. You know the circumstances. And in some of these cases, that's what they're trying to say. Now, the jury afterwards said in this last case, in the Glover case, that they had to weigh the testimony against the words of some of the officers who admitted that they lied to the FBI or a grand jury or even both before they actually cooperated with the government. And I think there's some other police officers that are probably going to fall for other things that happened in that city on the heels of Hurricane Katrina. Have any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.